Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Don't skip your damn breakfast. Don't do it. Mama said it's always the most important meal to eat. You gotta put gas in the tank if you want the car to go down the road. Now, Chad, depends what kind of gas you put in the tank.
Yeah.
Like, you could put the cheap gas in the tank, and you're gonna get down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you put the premium stuff in, efficient. Chad, are you a peanut butter guy?
I like peanut butter, yeah. I used to hate it. I hated it.
Flipped the script?
Because I started eating healthier and peanut butter was like my cheat thing that I could kind of have that wasn't miserable for you, but it was still enough of a treat.
Quarter of the people who skip breakfast are introverts, okay? People who eat cereal, they say, generally more dependable. If you eat a banana, I've got one. Do you got one?
Yeah.
You're less likely to be less stressed.
Okay. That's not true.
But... Oh, sorry. Most likely to be stressed. You're right.
Oh, yeah. So no, that's accurate.
Okay, so, but this is the one.
That's accurate.
If you eat peanut butter regularly, you are a sexual machine.
Oh, no.
Apparently,
that's
peanut
wrong,
butter is the way to go. I mean, you could lick peanut butter off some areas.
Sure, yeah.
You could do that. I've watched, I've seen dogs.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's do a round of Thursday this or that, where we go back in the history or celebrate celebrities' birthdays and pose a question to each of us. Okay, so here we go. Alexander Ovechkin, left winger, Stanley Cup champion with the Washington Capitals, turns 35 today. Yeah. Since they're right in the same wheelhouse in terms of eras, who do you prefer, Crosby or Ovi?
Oh, Crosby.
Yeah. See, you can make that decision. This is one where I almost want to abstain. I'll pick Crosby because he scored the golden goal. I didn't like Ovi early on, but I like Ovi. He's matured. He's a great teammate. He's as excited for his teammates to score as he is to score.
Yeah.
But Crosby's the ultimate leader.
You're a sports nerd, so.
Anyway.
Okay. You get sucked into that.
53. Okay, music nerd.
It'd be like asking me Beatles or Stones.
These next two are for you then, okay?
Yeah.
53 years ago on this day in 1967, the Doors performed Light My Fire on the Ed Sullivan Show. Before the show, Jim Morrison promised to change the line, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher."
But then
he sang it anyway.
Yeah.
What's the better Doors song, Chad? Light My Fire. Riders on the Storm.
Light My Fire. Riders on the Storm. It takes a little too long to get into it for me. And I'm not
a Riders on the Storm guy.
Are you?
I
get it. Like,
I'm usually a faster song guy.
I'm an LA Woman guy.
Yeah.
I like LA Woman better than both.
Well,
of
those are the only two choices I gave you, so shut up. Okay, and 29 years ago, this will tell you how much music has changed. 29 years ago in 1991, GNR released Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, okay?
Yeah.
At midnight.
Right.
By 2 a.m., so just 2 hours later, those two albums had sold 500,000 copies.
For sure.
So what's the better song? From Use Your Illusion 1, November Rain, or from Use Your Illusion 2, You Could Be Mine?
Oh, man. Better song?
Yeah.
You Could Be Mine.
Yeah, I agree. The drums are awesome in that song.
Yeah, I like November Rain's an unreal music video, but here I am getting nerdy.
I always knew you were a Trump guy because Trump thinks the same thing. He loves November Rain. So honestly, I was glad. I'm glad you're a Trump guy.
Yeah. Go listen to Get in the Ring from Use Your Illusion 2. That's what you need to listen
to. That's a good one too, yeah.
That's the first one where I was like, he says the F word so many times in this song. And then I listened to it like 100 times.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Kanye West went to Twitter yesterday and posted a little inspirational tweet. It said, it was captioned, "Trust me, I won't stop."
Right.
And had a little video along with
it. Oh, good.
I have the audio. What's he doing? Is he pouring a nice glass of lemonade?
No, he's cleaning off one of his Grammys.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, shining
right.
it up.
Yeah, he's peeing on a Grammy. Mm. He took one of his Grammy statuettes and put it in the toilet and then took a leak on it.
Yeah,
and
golden shower on the golden trophy.
Yeah, he says, trust me, I won't stop. I don't know what the hell that means. But nonetheless, people were none too pleased about it, including a lot of people in the music industry. They're saying, you can't just pee on a Grammy like that. I mean, it's an award given to you by your peers. Now, to be fair, it's one of 21 that he owns. So he does have a lot of Grammys.
Yeah,
then he was kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah.
So yesterday he was locked off of Twitter.
12 hours.
Which he couldn't tell anybody, so he had his boy Rick Fox.
Canadian.
Tweet out, my friend Kanye West wants you to know that he was kicked off of Twitter for 12 hours. But he wasn't kicked off Twitter because of the peeing on the statue. He was kicked off of Twitter because he released the phone number of the editor of Forbes magazine.
Calling him a white supremacist.
Yeah, right. So he's losing his mind. Like, Kanye is full out 5150, lock him up, like, put a straitjacket on the guy. Like, we should be concerned about him.
Great Van Halen album, by the way. He tweeted out pictures of 10 Universal Music contracts and compared them to modern-day slavery.
Yeah.
He wants all musicians released from their contracts. And he told the people on his presidential campaign to stop fornicating outside of marriage.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Because you never did, Kanye.
His lawyer is actually, he said his lawyer, he's getting his lawyers to review all his contracts. His lawyer is Kim Kardashian because she is studying to be one, he said. You know what's funny is we can shake our heads and hum and haw. He fits just perfectly into this presidential race.
Oh, my God. It's just... You got the old fart. You got the yellow man, the orange man.
Yeah.
And then you got Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at our American friends and say, why can't you just choose the right one?
It's like...
How?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So my son went on Locker Talk with Access 7, a Zoom call. They taped it from North Dakota.
Yeah.
And so Ethan and I watched it together because he couldn't watch his interview, right? So I taped it and we watched it like with FaceTime.
Sure, yeah.
And I just snicker. Like, these kids have no idea the things that you... Even,
oh,
like you. No, no,
here we go.
No, I'm serious.
Back in my...
If that would have been in the 80s, first of all, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah. But number two, I would have had to tape it on a VCR tape and hold it till he got home.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other 100%. Day I called...
And he would have had to, you know, be in studio.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I mean. The other day I called one of my mom's friends just because she wanted me to.
Yeah.
I got a busy signal.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, you'll get them every now and then.
Remember the day when you're like, if I want to get a hold of Chad McDonald, right. I had to call his house and I had to wait.
Yeah. I mean, listen, technology happens for a reason. It's like people love to complain about the struggles they had in the past.
I'm just saying, they've got it so much easier. They really do.
But do they?
For sure they do.
Well, technologically,
come on, man.
But it was also simpler. Back in the day, I do remember picking up the phone and not knowing who would be on the other end of the phone.
Well, if you wanted to ask a girl out on a date, there's a chance you actually had to talk to her dad first. Now they can text pictures and everything to each other, and you don't even know.
You don't even know.
Like, I'm scared. I don't ask my daughter for her phone because I trust her.
Yeah.
But before, I had to call. Could I speak to, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you wanted to send nude selfies to someone, you always had to deal with the awkward look on the photo lab worker's face.
That's right.
They'd be like,
they're shaking out the photo.
You got a mole there?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So last year, Microsoft announced the new Xboxes, Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S. And, you know, people were kind of excited about it, but let's face it, most people are PlayStation people. Like, there are Xbox people out there, but I would say a majority of people are PlayStation people. So,
yeah, the more sports games, too, I think, at PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah. But people were very excited about the PlayStation 5 details coming out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get... There are two different versions of the PlayStation 5 that will be released November 12th, available for pre-order right now. There's the PlayStation 5 or the... what is it? PlayStation 5S? I don't know. Either way. So one is... just the normal, like, as PlayStation has been.
Put a disc in.
Put a disc in it, and it'll play Blu-rays and things like that. However, it is a PS5, so the graphics will be more intense. Everything's more intense with it. Then there's the PlayStation 5 Digital, which is cheaper than the PlayStation 5 with the disc drive. The PlayStation 5 Digital, you will only be able to download games for. You won't have a disc drive, so there will be no Blu-rays or anything like that, which I don't know about you, but I haven't watched a Blu-ray in a long, long time. So I'm not sure that would even be a factor. And it's more. It's more for a PlayStation 5 with a disc drive. What's the point? Like, we're all moving on into the future.
Probably because of that. You could watch movies if you had DVDs and stuff.
I guess, but I mean, you're paying $100 more to have a disc drive on your PlayStation 5. You can go out and buy a Blu-ray player now for like $40.
Mm.
So,
yeah, it doesn't make a lot of
sense.
You
know what I mean? It doesn't make a ton of sense.
That'll hurt the, won't that hurt the video game stores though?
Well, yeah, because you're not going to be going into actual stores to buy video games anymore. And that sucks.
They've already taken, they're taking our record stores. They've taken Blockbuster.
Right.
And well, now they're taking video
people
games.
People will still need to go to a store to buy the actual console. Although, you really have to go
Could
to a store?
Could you order it online?
Well, you can, but they're available for pre-order right now.
I don't like this.
Yeah, here we go. I know.
I'm not a big, technology's great. Like all the whole like better graphics and all that stuff.
Right.
No. I like going in and thumbing through the games if I'm to do it.
Okay.
Well, like, how do you buy somebody?
I'm sure you will still have that option because they will still be selling physical versions of the games because people can
they're
buy
killing uncles.
The disc version.
They're killing uncles. When uncles have nothing else to buy, they go buy a video game. Well, I'm not going to give a kid a card. Hey, here's a card to digitally download it.
You can.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, how's that any different?
No, I'm giving him the artwork.
You're right.
Everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way, the system, I know you're wondering, how much is it? $630 Canadian.
That kills uncles right there.
But a PlayStation 4 was just as much when they came out. PlayStation 4s were expensive when they came out, too. They were about $600. So, and this is no different. I wonder what PlayStation 4s are going to cost now, because I got out of the video game, and now I think I might get back in if PlayStation 4s drop in price. But right now, they're still $400 for a PlayStation 4 in a few months is going to be totally obsolete.
You're talking video games that like real estate you're waiting to get in when the market drops?
Well, yeah. I'm doing a little, don't get it. Nope, get it. Nope, don't get it. Yeah, well, whatever. But either way, PlayStation 5, again, November 12th is when it'll be released. Ooh. You can pre-order it right now.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancers? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Brent sends us a text, Chad. Are you guys going to rent the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight in November?
No.
No way. I'll go to somebody's house and maybe bring something to drink or eat, but I'm not renting it.
Takes a lot for me to rent one of those things.
One guy's 51, one guy's 54.
It's probably going to be a hundo, right? It's going to be
$100. Yeah, and they're wearing oversized gloves. Like, it's not really, nah. Yeah, anyway.
So, no.
Would you end a relationship because you guys didn't like the same foods, a.k.a. diets? Like, if you didn't follow the same diet plan?
No. No, because my wife and I, we disagree on a lot of foods. She likes stuff I don't. I love food she doesn't.
Wouldn't end a relationship, but it does put a strain if you kind of don't, like, if you don't have the same kind of lifestyle choices. Like,
I don't think so. I don't even think it has any strain. It's just, no.
Here's a good one.
Go to restaurants and order your own food.
This one's from Jake.
Yeah.
What's worse, old man smell, too much cheap cologne? Because, you know, it's funny. I had that happen the other day. Yeah. Dad and I were sitting at a table eating.
Yeah.
And I've...
Does he wear English leather?
No, it wasn't Dad. Oh. Some dude walked in and he arrived 5 minutes after his smell.
Right, yeah. English leather.
Yeah, yeah.
Brute.
Like, yeah, that's...
High karate.
That's great. You got $9 cologne. Don't wear it $8 at a time. Yeah. I'm going to go with probably old man smell.
Yeah, they've earned it.
Like that, yeah. Yeah.
Old people smell they've earned.
That's true.
All right? Yeah. So you shut your mouth.
Yeah,
they've earned
true.
That smell. They're the greatest generation. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They can smell moist and musty. I don't care. Yeah, that's right.
It's fine.
And this is a really good one from Stephanie. Is it okay to have sex if you're a guest at somebody else's house? Meaning you're in a guest room, like you stay at Aunt Gertrude's house, or you're at you right. go visit your buddy in Calgary and stay at his house, and sure. you and your woman want to get frisky, is it right. okay to have sex as a guest in somebody else's home?
Depends. Are you the guest or are you the host? Because if you're the host, you're probably going to be like, no. But if you're the guest, you're probably going to be like, yeah.
That's a good point. Let's go with guest.
Then, yeah.
I can't bring myself to doing it in somebody else's house. Like, I just can't.
Really?
I don't know how the bed creaks. I don't know. I don't really check to see, is the bed propped up on phone books? Like, what happens? Well, I was snoring and it just collapsed.
Listen, if I'm playing out of town, I got to know the field I'm playing
right.
on.
That's right. Yeah, I'm dumping the puck in. How does the boards react?
You got to know the vent.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
So you and I, we have to get up early in the morning. So these hockey games and sporting events don't work out well for us if it goes into overtime, right?
Yeah, let alone double
yeah,
overtime.
Yeah, if it's going into double overtime, you're like, you're dozing off. Like, can we just end this game already?
Yeah.
And so I caught up with Jordan Eberle yesterday, and that's kind of how I started the talk. It's 10 o'clock, Ebs. I got to get up early, okay? I'm like, can we end this game, please? And then I see Anders Lee break in, and he passes the puck over to my friend Jordan Eberle, who is known to score a few great overtime goals. What a beauty. That looked like Ballsy to Eberle on Sticks on Rose, the 7th annual edition. Did it feel like that, Ebs? Like, is that the reason why you scored that goal?
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what went through my mind when I was coming down the ice. It was Sticks on Rose. But it was exciting for sure. Wasn't a lot of chances swapped in either overtime, so it was really stingy, and both teams, you could tell, just trying not to make a mistake. And then obviously Leezy poked to himself, made a hell of a play, and I was just there to finish it. So, we got another game tomorrow and keep it going.
Okay, take me through that, though. Okay, all joking aside, the faceoff's in your zone. Lee pokes it up the boards and gets it. I see Eberle take off. You talk about not wanting to take chances, but it's like, okay, I got to go here. Just talk about the adrenaline and what's going through your mind as you're rushing up the ice.
Yeah, I mean, you've played hockey so long. I mean, you know when chances are about to come. You know, there's opportunities that you kind of foresee that happen, and you see Leezy poke the puck by one of the defensemen, and you just try and get his up ice as quick as you can so that he has a chance to get it to you, and he made a hell of a play to get it over. So like I said, it was a big goal and kept us alive, and hopefully we can continue that.
You scored one of the biggest goals in this country's history. Where does that one rank for Jordan Eberle in terms of goals in your career?
I think it's got to be one. That's the stuff you dream about as a kid, conference finals to keep your team alive. So, hopefully it doesn't go to waste. We need to obviously keep it going.
Okay, lastly, Ebs, when you score and everybody piles on you, is there excitement or is there more a sense of relief that, oh, thank God?
Oh, it's excitement for sure. You're just grabbing each other and screaming. That's all it is. It's just a bunch of grown men screaming at each other. So it's more like a frat party.
mine is the beer. I love it. Jordan, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Continued success, and thanks for taking time out of your schedule, man.
Appreciate it, Ballsy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So the whole year, U of R online courses, okay? Which
for all of them?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I thought it wasn't all of them.
Well, the majority of them, okay? A good chunk of them, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Have fees dropped? That's a good question.
No,
fees have not dropped.
No.
So a lot of students are pissed because they are learning online. They don't even get face-to-face with their teacher. They don't get to get in a class setting, which is a lot different than being online.
Sure it is.
They're concerned about the validity of their degree going forward because they can't, labs, and you can't do hands-on depending on what course you're taking, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
So they're pissed off, and they didn't get a break on their fees. And now there's a big kerfuffle going on over there. The university wants to implement this software that stops you from cheating, like tracks
facial recognition. It tracks you during tests, so it can tell if you're searching.
They didn't get any input, apparently, according to the students I've talked to. They're just kind of implementing this. And the students at this point don't even know. There's some talk they're going to have to pay for the software to be on their computer. Like, they're going to have to pay. So they're worried about their rights being infringed upon. Man. They're worried about, you know, they're already stressed out about doing exams. Now you have to worry about somebody looking at you to accusing you of cheating because you dropped the pen on the floor.
But here's the thing is, though, Ballsy, I understand that part of it. There has to be some sort of policing done because people will cheat. People will take advantage of it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And they're just going to do themselves harm.
I'll give you that. But I'm not giving you a break. I'm fully behind the students in fees not going down. And number two, if they have to, and I don't know this for sure, but there's talk of it. It's still up in the air. If they have to pay for this software to be implemented on their computers, I'm sorry. Why do we keep taking from people that have nothing?
Yeah, these are students.
It's cost, even the parking tickets, as we've said before, are way more money there than they cost if you get a ticket downtown.
I hate saying this, man, but like, if I were a kid graduating high school, I don't know why I would go to post-secondary. It is such a racket, all post-secondary. Mm-hmm. It's such a joke as to how much money you need to pay for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? I know so many people that got into radio and went to these. Well, you did. Took a two-year program?
2 year. I could take a 4 year.
Right.
But I
took a 6 month program, and here we are on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It I don't understand why. I don't get it. It seems like a total ripoff to me. If you're getting into the medical field, all right. Listen, I don't want somebody operating on me who doesn't have a degree. But I don't know why you would do it. I think people should seriously consider, can you get into the career you want without any schooling? Is there a way to do it?
Yeah, it should be affordable at least, and it's getting worse and worse, and it shouldn't be, especially now when they're not even in the school. Like, they're literally not, you're literally not giving them the full service.
But also, Ballsy, it's like...
And you're charging them.
The university isn't paying for the upkeep of the facility like they normally
would. That's what I mean.
They're not having janitors or cleaning custodians going
money
around
hand
constantly
over fist.
Because nobody's in the building.
And they've cut, and they are eliminating the sports because we have whatever.
Right.
They're eliminating
the
sports.
So take the money you're saving on that and pay for the software that has to go on everybody's computer. Like, you're right. The more I look, and it seems, I don't know if it's an all-around university thing or if it's a U of R thing. Because U of R always, and I guess we live in Regina, so that's where we hear the stories. But man, they seem to have some real shady tactics. Like their parking procedures.
Oh, no kidding.
And how they just, it's just,
it's not, I don't think it's, because I've talked to people at U of S and around, it's not just the U of R in terms of the fees, but if we want to speak locally, come on, man.
I think more people need to start barking at them. Like, you need to get loud. And you can't just pay the fee and go
along
with it.
This is the way it's always been.
It's always going to be like this. No, complain. Get loud, you know?
Yeah.
Go to them and really... Seriously.
Well, they're protesting. The students are, and this day and age, I have a lot of credit for our students and young people now because they don't take BS in any facet of life. Like, they're going to stand up for themselves.
Right.
So I hope they really push these suits to do something.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.